This is Team Liquid Radio, sponsored by Nobody.
Hey, we're here today with Dennis Gellin, known better to you as Take, the man behind the Home Story Cup. We're going to ask him a few questions about Home Story Cup 4 upcoming this January as the first big event of the year. So hey Dennis, could you introduce yourself and Home Story Cup 4 for people who might not know that much about the tournament?
Yeah, sure. Nice to be here. I'm Dennis Gellin. I am the guy behind the Home Story Cup, as you already mentioned. I'm doing most of my shows in German. I got a own small studio with a gaming area, with a chill-out area. And I cast StarCraft II and host events in Germany, especially for the ESL. I'm on the stage for the Intex Dream Masters in Germany and also the German leagues, stuff like that. I'm organizing tournaments, and I'm looking forward to the Home Story Cup right now.
Cool, man. And before we ask about anything about Home Story Cup 4, I just want to ask you, like, how is like Home Story Cup 3 for you? Because a lot of people really enjoy the tournament as viewers, but I just want to know how you felt about it as the guy who's behind all of it.
It was a great event for sure. I was quite satisfied. I loved a lot of the stuff, especially the gamers who interacted so much together, which made the Home Story Cup, which made it like I would love to have it. I would just say I thought a lot of potential in the Home Story Cup 3, which I hopefully can improve with the Home Story Cup 4. More interviews with the players, being more around everywhere in the chill out area, talk to the players live for the audience. They just should get more insight of all the players. We had some issues with the technical stuff we bought. We missed the matrix, which could help us a lot for more signals, for more computer signals, stuff like that. But this time, we improved there. Should be a lot better. But overall, I loved the event. I mean, I had so much fun. I was totally wasted when the tournament started because I had to set up a whole flag, which is like 200 square meter, and being aware of everything, all the players, the people who helped out here live at the location, which were like 15 to 20 people helping out. When it started, I felt so great. And besides some small stuff, which was XSplit once, everything was fine with the streaming stuff. It was a great event.
So, like, are you like really satisfied with how it went? Like, it was over your expectations?
Actually, it was a bit like I expected it. I knew the whole team put a lot of passion, time, money, everything into it, and the expectations were quite high. But I think we did a great job, and in the end, we were happy.
Cool. So moving on to Home Story Cup 4, there's a lot of developments. I assume your prize pool is about 3 times bigger, I think. But I think the biggest change I noticed was you actually held some open qualifiers for this, and you also have seeds into the IEM Grand Finals. So
exactly.
What reasoning was behind these changes?
I was talking to Kamek, the Intex Dream Masters product manager, and he was asking me for 2 slots if I think I would like to do that. And I was like, yeah, for sure. Having 2 slots for the Intex Dream Masters Global Final is a great thing. But he just said important for him is having qualifiers, give everyone the chance to be in the Home Story Cup. And for me, it was important. If I do qualifiers, I would like to have at least a paid slot for every country, or in this case, it was a continent. And I was talking to the sponsors about the idea, and in the end, they were happy. They were saying, okay, this means 3 more spots. We're going to pay them everything, the flight, hotel, catering, shuttle. And with this go, I felt really happy to have the qualifiers, have a lot more content, and also the chance to have the Intex Dream Masters included, which is a great event. And that was the idea behind it. Kamek just came over, and because of him, we had qualifiers, which were great, and now we have 2 slots for the Intex Dream Masters for the top 2 at the main event, which is cool.
Do you think that means the direction of Home Story Cup is changing, though? Because in the past, you were more of a pure invitational, kind of like semi-casual, semi-serious tournament, and now you think you're going in the direction of being like a more serious, more prestigious tournament in terms of like pure competition?
No. If you have a look on our playlist, you will see that we have a good mixture of great players and good players. But also, I mean, the good players who are actually also huge characters in the community, which I would love to have here at the Home Story Cup. I mean, I've seen threads on Team Liquid about In Control, for example, talking about Destiny a little bit. People where you expect them probably not in the top three at this tournament, but I think they're great additions and they're really good players compared to an MC, for example. Okay, he will have some trouble, but he's a great character. He fit into the tournament. I would never change that. I will always have players who are just huge characters who bring a lot of fun into the tournament. And I think with the Home Story Cup 4, you will imagine that nothing changed. Probably it's even better than before. I'm not sure. But yeah, even with the Inter Extreme Masters, it won't change anything. I mean, I have my way I would like to have, and I will just go straight, and yeah, we'll have the same home story cup like before.
So you think it's going to play out like Home Story Cup 3, where like the first few days were like it's all fun and games, and people didn't really take it seriously, people were just enjoying the players casting, enjoying the camera, and then the last day, semis and finals, it got super serious, and people enjoy the competition. Yeah. You're okay with it playing out that way?
Yeah, I think that's working. I mean, for sure, we had all days we had players casting. In the beginning, it's the group stage. I mean, everyone takes it serious, especially when you have more money on the line. I guess the players will take it a bit more serious than last time, probably. But I mean, we have overall 32 players, and a few players being here. I think, especially probably the Koreans, they take it more serious than some of the Europeans. When I've been talking to Dimaga last days, he got his visa and he was so happy that he got a chance to come over. I don't know. I don't think he plays for the money, especially in this tournament, because he just loves the atmosphere. But yeah, as you mentioned, I think in the beginning there will be a lot of fun. The last day, last time was for some players a hard day because they were pretty much wasted of the party before. Yeah, but the last day means, by the way, a single elimination top 8, which is for us how many games? 4, 6, 7 games. Yeah, that means only 8 players are left. With the others, we can have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I remember Tyler posting somewhere saying Home Story Cup was a tournament where you kind of had to pick whether you wanted to play hard or whether you wanted to have fun. It was really hard to like do both at the same time. Well, anyway, like, what do you think about like what Home Story Cup does for promoting players, though? Like you said, you like to invite personalities who are entertaining, who are, have charisma, like Destiny or Control, those kind of players. And you could argue that Home Story Cup does more for like player like promotion and player like developing personalities than like any other league that's like supposedly serious, like anything IPL, MLG, GSL. You could say like Home Story does the best job. You think like a lot of tournaments could learn from you?
Yeah. I mean, I usually do all the shows in German, and what I always took care of and what I've always said to the community, especially to the German one, is that my aim is to just make the players stars, which means they get a lot of attention at the tournament. The audience have the chance to just know who this guy is, that he's probably funny, that he's a smart guy, that he got, I don't know, that he's probably strange, but in a unique way. And yeah, I try to push all the players, and that's what I always say. And I hope events like MLG or Inter Extreme Masters, they watch the Home Story Cup and try to at least improve a bit. I think some of the tournaments did a little bit, but I was also disappointed about some events in the past. I think I remember one DreamHack. I don't know if it was Valencia. I think this was the one with the good production. But there was one tournament of the DreamHack, probably this summer. They had a lot of games, great games, really good commentators, but all you ever have seen in the games were probably once picture-in-picture with a player, but that's it. Pretty much disappointed about that, and I hope the community will take care of them and always mention that the tournament should do more for the players, because actually they need to be the stars. They need to push the whole thing if we want to have competition esports in StarCraft 2. Otherwise, I think not all the audience, but at least when the game becomes a bit more older, and some people won't watch anymore. I mean, right now a lot of people watch because of great casters like Day9, Husky, Artosis, Tasteless, but they should watch because of the players, because they are great characters, they're great players combined. I hope, yeah, we go there.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of promoting players, everyone should do a better job, but like, who do you think is most responsible here? You're doing it from the perspective of a tournament organizer, and you're saying, you know, you hope other guys pick up on that, but you think probably maybe teams should be doing a better job? Like, a team like Malesports has a really awesome lineup, probably the best in Europe, probably the best outside of Korea, but like, you know nothing about their players, you just know they're good, and like, you don't know anything about personalities. Mm-hmm. At the same time, maybe you could also blame the media, like sites like TL, ESFI, etc. Like, we don't probably don't do as good a job as we could focusing on the personality side of the players. So, who do you think the responsibility lies with for the most part?
I think this could be a huge discussion. What you can do is, what I would love to have is an organization which is probably... I mean, every team is just bringing one guy who's responsible for that, who got meetings with the big media sites like Team Liquid, GoSu Gamers, everything you have, and talk about it. I mean, I think everyone is willing to improve, but it's more like there is no structure behind everything, and probably the teams are not professional enough, don't have people for that. Probably they have a team manager who is responsible for booking flights, take care of the player, but no one is promoting them. Look at people like, I don't know, Idra, Huck. They take care of themselves more or less. They always take care of Facebook, on Twitter and stuff like that. Even if some people are going to help them, I don't know. But they just got it that promotion is really important. And there are a lot of players who, I would say, they are not that professional. They didn't get it, or they're just too lazy. That could happen too. Yeah, the team should help at least. That's true. That they could improve would help them a lot.
So you think right now in pro gaming, like for a pro gamer, it's not enough that their only goal is to be good at the game and try to win championships. They have to be sort of self-promoters. They sort of have to sell themselves to the fans. You think that's the responsibility? Because you have players like competing at Home Story, guys like Hero or Puma who are really good, but like they have no desire to really like go out there and you know, show themselves to the fans in a way. Someone like, you know, Momin, who's like not, you know, not nearly as good as Hiro Puma, but he's definitely a character. People like, they like him because he's entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I think so. I think esport is growing every day, but still, I think they would find people to help them. Because there are so many people willing to help even for free, because they're addicted to the game, to the player, to what they build up, stuff like that. But I think the players should recognize and just be aware of the fact that probably they have to talk to some people, take care of that at least a little bit to start everything, that it starts rolling. And I think together with that, they could improve a lot in the future.
All right. Sorry, like that entire thing got so serious, and it's about the industry. Like, I don't know. This is supposed to be a Home Story Cup 4, which is like a fun tournament, and now somehow I got sidetracked and talking about all this, like, I don't know, this business stuff. So let's talk about some of the players that are playing. All right.
Yeah.
So I know we saw a lot of fun stuff back at Home Story Cup 3. Can you tell us some fun stuff that happened off camera?
Off the camera. Yeah, it's hard to say. There's some stuff I can't say, which is always bad, I know.
Well,
I'm sorry about that.
You're a guy who's known to do things. Like, you're the guy who got a lap dance for Dark Force and put it on YouTube. So I assume when people go to your tournaments and, you know, the cameras aren't rolling, like, crazy shit happens.
Can you imagine there were worse stuff?
We promise we won't say anything.
No, actually, last Home Story Cup was a lot of fun, but, like, stuff which was so unique that you have to tell them. We had a lot of fun at the party, a lot of funny discussions. We were making jokes of people. I mean, Tarsen is known for having vodka wherever he is. I think he came over from DreamHack, and I don't know, he didn't feel well. But there's no special story I have in mind, actually. I mean, everything was just running so smooth. There were no big deals. I mean, I remember Cloud, who hit the wall and broke his hand.
Well, why did he do that?
Which is... I think he was pretty angry while losing. I mean, he was losing in his group stage, and after that, I think he just hit the wall and broke his... I don't know if it was just the hand or even his arm, but at least his hand, which was one of the sad stories of the Home Story Cup. Because of that, he had to stop for a few weeks. So you see, there are a lot of emotions, even if it's a fun tournament. People don't like losing. I mean, we are gamers. We always hate losing. Beside that, I mean, we have seen so much stuff on the camera, like MC doing some bread and smelling at it and was not sure if you want to eat it or not, stuff like that. I mean, we had some sad stories, like Nama went ill, he had to go to the hospital, Todd was helping him a lot. This felt so much more close to, how would you say it? Like, familiar? It was... Everyone was helping and being nice to each other. Even when some people in before the Home Story Cup were a bit like, they didn't have like big or huge trouble, but some of them were not big friends. I think, who was there? And I can't remember that actually, but I think Cloud was in bad mood with Naniwa last time, but when they talked, everything was fine. I don't know. Oh, I have a bad story, actually. The Team Liquid guys, they were not totally cleaning my old flat. They were sleeping there.
What? No, no.
Yeah.
Which guys?
which were? We had Jinro, Red. Oh, wait. Red lost my key. He used my key for 3 days or four and just lost it. And actually, this was my old flat. And they left at the 30th. Of June, I think, and at the 1st of July, I had to give away the key to the owner. And Red just managed to lose it after 1 or 2 days, the key, and never found it again, which was really nice. It was a security key, the key where you can't just go to the to some place and get a new key. You have to talk to the owner, and he got this chip card, and he has to reproduce it, which was bit lame, because in worst case he could just get a new door, a new lock. Yeah, but he was fine.
All right.
He was nice.
Alright, you talked about Tarsen, and that's the first name I saw on the list of invitees, because Tarsen fell off the face of the earth after, I think a Blizzard, BlizzCon Invitational EU, he just disappeared, and now here he is, invited to Home Story Cup 4, so I assume that you're inviting him back for a reason, because he brings something there. Is he the best drinker?
Yeah.
Is he the best? You say he's carrying vodka around all the time.
Yeah, I think so. Actually, I think so. I mean, he was not in a competition with Wydra. I would love to see that. But yeah, back then when I was inviting him, there was no doubt that I was going to invite him, whenever he's really active or not. But when I was talking to him, he was happy. He just mentioned that he was sometime in holidays and wants to practice again. And, I mean, he's the guy who always went to fourth place. The last tournament he played was an online cup. which was the Twitch TV European Invitational, and he won fourth again. I think he's quite okay in shape. And also, yeah, he's the funny character.
Yeah, so are you saying, like, him, White Raw, top two drinkers?
Actually, did you ever meet Sokka? You should not drink with this guy.
Oh, I've seen him around, but
he's a top drinker, actually.
So it's Poland.
Mr. Seuss.
It's Poland, Ukraine.
We could make a story.
And Germany, yeah. Saki, White Raw, Tarsin. Makes sense. All right. So who was really bad at drinking? Was there anyone who, like, you know, got caught up in, you know, the mood, drank too much, woke up the next day throwing up? Anyone like that?
Nama. Yeah.
Really?
He's finished. We have some stories which can't be published, but trust me, if Nama drinks too much, he's funny. He's actually one of the funniest guys on earth.
Oh, we know.
You should ask Dimaga for it, or Cloud, or who else was there? Soccer. It was Home Story Cup too. And
Take, you should just tell us the story. We won't put it in.
It's impossible to tell. I mean, we were swearing and promising that we can't tell it.
I know Nama is capable of being very entertaining while drunk. We saw him at the DreamHack Winter after party, and he looked very happy.
Now, he's actually a really funny guy, man. I'm so happy that he qualified for the Home Story Cup 4, because I was not sure before DreamHack that if he's really active and playing. But after DreamHack, I was so happy that he played the qualifier and even qualified for Home Story Cup, which is an amazing result he did, winning against Dimaga 2-0, winning against Nurcho. He had some good results for the qualifier.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Dimaga, what's the story behind the scenes, because he did really well at DreamHack Winter last year, kind of like went away, and then this year he just came back to Winter and made top 8, I think, and you know, now he made it into Home Story. It's like a really good comeback for him.
Yeah. I don't know if you know it, but actually he's moving with his girlfriend together.
Oh.
He will play a lot more than before. That means he was playing more or less full time, but he was helping his dad a lot with his family in general. But I think while moving, he decided to play a lot more. He's gonna stream a lot more, and I think together with that, he should be even better in the future. I think he's one of the most skilled players on earth. If he would ever play like just 3 months or 4 months without a break, just practice a lot, I think he could be one of the very best players. I mean, he actually is, but like more solid and always better results or top scores.
Okay, let's talk about one of the other players whose name really like I saw first on the list, In Control, who I don't know. I don't want to be too mean, but he's probably has the worst chance of winning out of all the players on this list. But at the same time, he's immensely popular and he's a really entertaining guy, but when you think about it, he's not entertaining all the time. Like, he has to be in the right environment. Like, on Say of the Game, he can be really cool if he's on the right topic. But then he casted one season of NASL1, which everyone knows how that went. So, like, what are you going to do to, like, let him be himself and, you know, let him be that guy we all like?
I think he fit perfectly fine in the Home Story Cup at all. He's probably not the very best player, but still, I mean, he was doing not that bad in the past at some MLG events in the beginning. I don't know how much he practiced, actually. I mean, what we have heard in the interview he did for some page, that he wants to improve, he wants to practice, he knows he has to improve. But still, yeah, he's the funny character, just being himself. He is angry while losing, but he's also a cool guy. The community loves him. I mean, they hate him, they love him. He's a cool caster. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. I invited him already for the Home Story Cup 3. So, yeah, I promised him I'm going to invite him for the next one, and I've never met him before. I'm also looking forward to meet him, just to talk to him and have a look at this guy, like how he's... Yeah, just doing in real life. I think there will be a lot of fun. I hope I can catch him up for a lot of interviews and bring him on the couch and casting a few games, casting his games. I think, yeah, you should never miss In Control right now. He he's a great character, and he knows a lot about the game. Even when a lot of people say that he has to improve to play in big tournaments.
What I think you should do is you should have him hold a player panel, like he did at IPL3, which was awesome. But he should have a player panel, but it should be a drunk player panel. And every time someone asks a question, they take another shot before they answer. So I think that's where In Control's like skill shines. He needs to be like leading the conversation. He needs to be like a host. And that's where I think you're going to get the best out of him.
All right. Why not?
And I realize I just implied that Destiny is better than In Control. So what do you think about Destiny? He's a different kind of entertaining character. He doesn't exactly, you know, he's good on his stream. He says a lot of interesting things. But at the same time, he's not, I don't know. We've never seen him be like, you know, like someone who's casting or someone who's like being an interviewer or, you know, someone who's like, he's always commenting on something, but he's not exactly the main guy. What do you think about him?
Actually, I've just heard and seen some stuff of him, some stuff which was a bit weird, but also some funny stuff. A lot of people, I was asking for American players, and I was asking for really good players, but on the same time also some funny guys who got a cool and huge community, and Destiny, I mean, he's streaming a lot. I will force him to stream some games, to cast some games, and looking forward to just see how we're going to do that and interview him. I don't know. I don't know what I should expect, but I usually don't have expectations. I just wait until they're on the couch and hope they just try to be themselves. And and usually that's enough to have a great show. And with Destiny, I think when he did 1-2 games, he should be fine. And especially with this environment, you can feel satisfied and just relax quite fast, because there's no stress. You feel, I'm at home, but when I have guests, they feel at home quite fast. They just leave the camera whenever they want, even when it's on. It's just an example. And if you ever would be at the MLG or Intex Stream Masters live on cam and doing a cast, I think no cast at all would ever just leave and grab a drink or stuff like that. And if you have something like that, you should feel quite comfortable and relaxed and just be yourself quite fast. And that's what could happen with Destiny 2.
So, Hope and Story Cup 3, I think Nightend was the breakout star for everyone. Everyone was like, a lot of Americans are like, who the fuck is Nightend before? And now they're like, oh, fuck, it's Nightend. And now I think he got a lot of fans from that. And he was like, he cast for like 2 hours, and he picked up probably like most of his USA fans from that like experience alone. So, who do you think of, like, I guess the relative unknowns? Let's say relatively unknown to Americans, because, you know, obviously European fans are more informed and more intelligent. I'm just kidding. But who do you think is going to be the breakout star here? Who do you think you know is entertaining and is going to really be able to show it at Home Story Cup 4?
Let me check the list. I hope Moment, actually. He was at Home Story Cup 3. He is at Home Story Cup 4. But I can't remember myself that he did a lot of casting. Actually, he's one of the funniest characters I know, and all the players love him, most of them at least. He's really, really funny. Actually, I'm not sure if he was casting last time. I just know that he had to leave on Sunday, so he had no chance to cast Sunday. Probably was... I think he's one of the guys.
Nama. Is he still, like, teamless? Is Moment still unemployed? Is he still teamless? Last I checked.
He's teamless, but he's still practicing and playing. He's well known for 21 drones all in. You should always be aware of that. I think he's practicing. He is. But, he's teamless. I was wondering, too. But he books his flight himself and his hotel. I think he gave me the schedule today. Yeah. I just got a Skype message like a few hours ago with the flight details and stuff like that. So he will come. He's practicing for the tournament, and he's one of the characters were quite unique, and if they're on the camera and do some funny stuff, he could be the new Night End, I guess.
Huh. Okay, so I think at Homestead Cup 3, you got a lot of entertainment out of, I guess, the guys who weren't expected to win as much. But when you got down to players like Naniwa, Huck, MC was actually pretty funny, but Naniwa, Huck, Idra, yeah. Thorzane, they didn't really like do much. Maybe it's just, that's just their personalities, but you got the feeling that they were focusing on winning the tournament a lot, so they didn't really get to have much time to, you know, show themselves. Are you going to do something different this time to like make sure they get a little bit more show? Because I want to see Naniwa talk, I don't know, maybe about the Calm TV stuff, whatever.
Yeah. Actually, we have hot spiced wine outside in my area. I don't know. I mean, I don't ever want to try to force a player to be in a situation where he don't feel comfortable. For sure, some of the players like Idra, they're more calmed down when they're not doing so much funny stuff. They're just funny because of their rages, stuff like that. It's hard to do something with players who are just focused, but I think this is okay. I mean, you have some funny players, you have some serious players. I mean, the mixture is the funny thing. If everyone would be funny, if everyone would do crazy stuff, I guess then it would be a bit lame and would be funny once, but I think then would be boring quite fast. You need some serious characters like Idra. I mean, if, for example, Tarsen is trolling Idra in a game, everyone find it funny. But if both would do that all the time, I mean, this works once, twice. I think I like the situation to have some serious players. And actually, Thorzane, I think he will be a lot more funny this time. He's quite shy, I would say, but... in a good atmosphere, I can imagine that this guy is also a cool guy and makes some fun on the stream.
Okay, so you invited some Koreans to this tournament. Well, you invited four Koreans, I think. But I'm going to ask you, okay, MC is obvious because you have to have MC at any tournament that's supposed to be fun. Hero, Puma, I can see because they're on, like, whatever, they're on foreign teams, they're good players, and people, and, you know, they'll show some good games. Marine King, super popular, so I understand that. But why didn't you invite DRG? Or did you?
Who did I invite?
Why didn't you invite Dongregu, who has some of the best English, and he's a hilarious character? I thought he would be like on top of your list to invite to this kind of tournament.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I mean, you know that Puma is not coming? Is that on your list already?
Oh, yeah, I was reading the list, but I guess he's off now? Oh, damn.
Puma's off because of Code A qualification. That's why I actually invited Marine King. He was more or less a replacement, and I wanted to have a good Terran from Korea. Puma was promising, and he signed up a month ago or something like that when I was talking to EG. But GSL just announced that, I don't know, in 2 weeks ago, something like that, that they have the Code A qualification at the 5th and 6th January, and this crashes into the Home Story Cup. So, that was quite sad because of that. Todd is not coming, and also Puma is not coming, which is sad because Puma would have been a great addition, especially together with Hero, because they have a cool story. They played against each other in some big tournaments. And Todd, he improved so much in StarCraft 2. And he was a great caster last time. He got a good insight. He can just even run the whole cast with other players, together with Night End, for example, and making jokes of him. That's the sad story about that. About the other Koreans, it's always... I mean, there are a few problems. Inviting Koreans... first of all, get in touch with the guys, with the coaches, for example. Second thing is some of them, they can't pay the trip, which is also a big problem. That's why I had the qualifiers, and I was hoping that actually two good Koreans gonna qualify, and I would pay both for them, for both Koreans. In this case, some unknown or more or less unknown Korean qualified, which is Sound, seems like a good player, and I think he can be the underdog making good results at home Story Cup.
Speaking of Sound, like, what do you think about the guys through qualifiers in general? I mean, I think the Europe qualifiers you're going to be really pleased with, but in terms of like America, you got Kawhi Rice. I mean, North America, you got Kawhi Rice and Ataro, and they're pretty well known in the American scene. But I would think, like, you know, introducing them to your European viewers, people will be like, "Who are they?"
Yeah, I think Kawhi Rice is a bit known in the European scene, even for the, I would say, casuals. But Ataro, for the casuals, he shouldn't be that known. But actually, I like it. I like to have new characters, new people. I don't want to have 50-50, but having a few of them and few newcomer, I would say, to just give them the chance to make themselves a big name. With the home Story Cup, everyone who's playing or attending at the home Story Cup has the chance to make themselves or himself a name and being more in the, or getting a lot of publicity, stuff like that. And I think giving the chance to Ataro and Kawhi Rice is a good thing. Both will come 100%. They just signed in a few days ago that they will come for sure. They booked the flights. I'm looking forward to them. I think from what I've talked to Kawhi Rice and Ataro, they seem like nice guys. I have no clue actually if they're crazy or just serious. They have the chance to promote themselves at the Home Story Cup, and I actually like that. I didn't want to have exactly the same players like last time. At least a few new characters should be there just to bring fresh wind and stuff like that.
Cool. Oh, one second. Hopit has a question. Hopit, what's your question?
You're inviting a lot of Koreans that haven't participated in this kind of environment before. Do you think they're just going to be like, wow, it's much more fun to be on a foreign team and just leave their Korean teams?
I hope so. I hope so. But, this time we got, who do we have? I mean, we have Real, which is, he's Korean, but living in Germany.
Did EG pay you to say that?
Sorry?
Did EG pay you to say that? Or, I'm kidding, sorry again.
No. Beside that, I hope they enjoy the environment and make themselves a name. The Koreans, some of them, like MC, they're great characters and do a lot for themselves to promote themselves. I'm not sure, for example, with Violet, with Son, also Marine King, I have no clue if he will like it. I will try everything to make it as comfortable as possible. We have Rice here, the SK team manager, who can translate all the time. MC, I think he liked the food last time, so I think the other's going to do that too. Going to check it out at the home stadium.
So for Home Story Cup 4, obviously you said you're making a lot of improvements, like more cameras, you know, like more access to players.
Yeah.
So like, what are the main things you're going to do to like let us get to know these players better and let us see more of these players we love?
What we're going to have this time is 5 streams from my place. That means, sounds quite cool, which is, we had already last time a small webcam stream, 4 different pictures from all of the rooms. Then we have our main stream, which is just the main stream for the best games. We have a B stream for all the games in the group stages, which we usually can't stream. And I think we can even show all games, if I'm not totally wrong, and even miss no of... I think we can stream the first time ever all games of Home Story Cup together with 2 first-person streams. That means we have the chance to just capture 2 more computers with our technique from a production side, and even stream this to the community. That means we have 4 live streams, 2 first-person, and 2 just streaming PCs with casters, but on the same time we can just capture all pictures we have in streams. That means first person. We have four first person signals all over the time, and two computers who are just streaming all the time. That means actually we could just switch to six different games all the time when we are live at the mainstream, which is also a cool thing. We have six video cameras this time. Makes it, I think this is going to look a lot better. We changed our studio a bit. We have the one-on-one area this time in the casting area, and brought the casting area into the big middle room. I think picture-wise, it will look a lot better than last time. And yeah, I think also the community gonna enjoy that they have more streams to just tune in. And I don't want to promise it, but it's 99% sure that we're gonna have 1080 this time for streaming, which is also, I mean, I guess beside a few tournaments, you usually always have 27p, but this time it should work with 1080, and yeah, that's also a cool improvement for us. And our audio is a lot better than last time.
Okay, that's good. But are you gonna have like more views of what's going on inside the house though? Like, you know, what the gamers are doing between games? Like, you know, like you had that, you had the kitchen cam, which the famous kitchen cam, the poker table cam, all that stuff last time. You got like some dedicated channels for that?
Yeah, that's actually my personal aim this tournament. I don't gonna cast a lot of games. I mean, this time we have Mr. Bitter and Rotterdam and all the players in the flat, which should be enough for casting. I will try to do a lot of interviews, like just small things, run to different rooms with camera guys, film everything which is possible, a lot of in-between interviews after a map, even after best of three, talking to the players, just go to the poker table, talk to players there. Film them a little bit when they are playing against each other, when they are in the final hand, for example, stuff like that. I will be in the pub. I will talk to the audience. I will ask them if they enjoy it. I will even film, I don't know, whatever the people would like to have, but I have a lot of stuff in mind. We have this outside area in my flat, which is, I don't know if it's called atrium in English too, but before that I didn't even know the word in German. We have this hot spiced wine, which is a chilled atmosphere. We have a huge umbrella, so even if it's raining or snowing, it's no problem at all. Heater outside. They can even watch the stream from there. And I will try to have some funny situations where we have interviews with the players. I think together with that, it should be also an improvement that we have more stuff between the games and after best of three, after map, stuff like that. Just some small content we can just throw in.
Yeah, I think I have two ideas that I think you should implement. I think after Destiny and In Control get knocked out on day one, they should spend the rest of the tournament having their own show for the entire tournament. You should just give them mics and let them do what they want. Second, I think you should have a Home Story Cup after hours where you go on after the games are done and you just do a late night show at around midnight.
Yeah,
I think those would go over pretty well.
Yeah, we actually thought about it. The only thing which is usually a bit lame is for the players, they start early and they stop late. But if they are happy with doing that, I would love to do that. And I mean, we have a B stream. We should, if Destiny and In Control don't pass the groups, we should ask them if they are happy to cast some games together and get their own show on the stream, casting some games, being on the camera. And they can have some competitions or whatever they feel like, or probably have some votings on Team Liquid and the viewer then just decide what they should do. I mean, I don't know. For example, you guys can open something. What would you suggest or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, you have like the technical people there and like the flexibility to do stuff like that on the fly, right? Like if you want to do something on like day two, you can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, do you feel like you're kind of like making the first pro gamer reality show in a way?
A bit. Some people call it Big Brother, but It's kind of, I mean, it goes, yeah, a bit like this. I mean, the way we go is a bit like that. But yeah, I think it's a good mixture. But yeah, actually, we go this way a bit, and this is what it makes a bit unique, which is getting cool pictures of the players, good interviews, which you usually don't get. If you're on a big stage, you ask the player, how did you prepare for the game? How was his flight? Boring stuff, which no one want to hear. But with this environment and all the cameras and the flat feeling, we get cool answers, good interviews, and this feels a bit like Big Brother, and get information you usually would not get from a player if he's not in this environment. Yeah.
You know, the next logical step here is to do a dating show.
A dating show?
All right. I'm only half kidding, actually, but you should think about that for the future. Home Strike Cup 5, yeah. you could easily incorporate the show, I think. You know, it doesn't have to be...
Just bring in a bunch of fangirls, and you have them, you know, compete to see who can date one of the eligible bachelors at the house.
I don't see why you couldn't do it, because DreamHack held a fucking coin flip cup like last year for like you would play one game and then the next round you would coin flip. So you could hold a cup where you play one game and the next round you go on a blind date.
And then you film it.
Looks like
you're
going to tune in for that for sure.
All right.
Yeah, you have a room that's just set up for like a dinner candlelit kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true.
I know, I trust Take. He's like the only guy in pro gaming who would try that kind of thing. And, you know, I trust you. That's why I'm giving you my ideas.
But, yeah, I mean, we can work something out together. Huh? Come over and we find a cool show name and we can do it.
All right, we're fucking booking it for 2012. All right. Anyway, on to, like, a more serious question, I guess. So that's the Entertainment Power Tournament. Who do you think is actually going to win?
My feeling is Marine King against MC in the final. That's what I think right now. But I hope that one of the foreigners are going to make it to the final, which is most likely someone like Red, Stefano. Who do I give credits? I think actually it will be a tough tournament for the foreigners. Torzain, for example, got chances. You should always be aware of Grubby. I'm looking forward to Demuslim, actually. He gave an interview somewhere where he said he wants to win a tournament. Probably he's doing well at Home Story Cup 4. Nurture, he can be really dangerous. But in the end, I would just say I hope Red Stefano can make something, but the Koreans will be the top favorites for the tournament. Naniwa, you have to take care of this guy. I think he didn't practice too much lately. New team, didn't have a comp which was working for StarCraft 2. Hero, I mean, he's one of the Koreans you have to take care of. I see Marine King and MC somewhere in the top 3, top 4, for sure.
I'm surprised you didn't pick any of foreigners to be in the finals, because you have some really good foreigners, like Stefano, who is like really tearing shit up in Korea. I mean, he went 2-2 in his Blizzard Club group, and if you watch his stream games, he's doing really well against like some of the best Koreans. What do you think about like Stefano's rise, like in, you know, later half 2011, you don't think he can make the finals?
Actually, he's one of the few players where I could imagine that he can make it to the final and even win it. He improved a lot. That's what he said. He's just focusing on the game. That's the good point. I mean, he's practicing hard. He's performing well. I mean, you're not too wrong. He's in Korea. He comes from Korea to the Home Story Cup. He should be prepared like hell for it, which makes him actually, yeah, he's one of the favorites together with the Koreans. Do you know that Home Story Cup 3 was his first big tournament? That was the main reason why he wants to come back to the Home Story Cup 4. he felt like he has to come back, he has to improve, and he liked the atmosphere. And I would like to see him in the final. Actually, I think having one Korean in the final against a foreigner would be best case scenario for me and also for the whole community.
Yeah, I remember home story was the tournament where, like, first tournament Stefano was in after everyone was saying, oh, look out for Stefano. This guy's a beast online. He's going to show you all. He's like, why he's so good.
Yep.
And, like, he's kind of disappointed at home story. You know, it was his first time out at a big, like, live event, so it was no surprise. But, yeah, I think that guy is, like, really, really good. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him win at all. What do you think about Huck, anyway? Like, Huck's was probably, you know, the forum player 2011, and, you know, he kind of went through a mini slump at times. He's going through another maybe mini slump now, but, you know, I'm not convinced he's in a real slump. You think he's going to do good? Oh, wait, he's not even confirmed, but I just assume, sorry. But I just assume mystery player ? Protoss is Huck, sorry.
Okay, actually, it's not Huck.
You're
still wait.
Yeah.
You make fun all the time about EG. Actually, they announced their player tomorrow, today. My time today.
EG Killer.
I mean, this guy is coming to Home Story Cup for sure.
EG Killer, right?
I can't tell you.
that's what I heard most lately, and I don't know. I heard it from a decently credible source, so I'm gonna go with that for now.
Okay. Actually, it's not Huck, which is a sad thing. I would love to have him here because he's the title defender for Home Story Cup 3. But he is in a slum. Actually, I like this guy a lot. I was a bit disappointed that he didn't want to come to Home Story Cup 4. He's a great player. Actually, at least his results were not too good. I don't know why. All I know is I have a bit the feeling that he's becoming a bit a diva. And, I mean, he always was a bit, but on a nice way. I enjoy this guy so much, meeting him in real life. He's funny, he's friendly. But lately I have a bit of feeling that, he is a star. He's becoming more and more famous. But I just hope that that doesn't ruin his... just his character and his play style. That's what I feel a bit. That's what I feel a bit. But yeah, I don't want to make it too big. But yeah, that's what I think.
It's so hard to ask. You know, you want pro gamers. Well, everyone wants pro gamers. You know, to be stars and, you know, be confident and act like stars so they can get fans. But it's so hard to ask for that at the same time and then ask them. Oh, you have to do that, and you got to be classy. You got to have humility. Like, it's really hard to ask everyone to be like a boxer and a white raw sometimes. I feel like it's a little bit unfair to pro gamers to ask them, you know, you got everything we want and nothing we dislike. And it's like, it seems like a tough life for like the top stars, even, you know, even though they're famous and making a lot of money. But at the same time, I mean, you got to imagine like parts of it are pretty tough.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. So Home Story Cup 4, what are your goals? What do you want this tournament to be? What do you want? What are your objectives here?
Actually, I wanna show the community and myself that even with a small budget, you can produce a great event, which is, from my perspective, even better than some of the huge tournaments. I mean, not everything is better, but some parts, you can just sign and just say Home Story Cup was better. My production value is really important for myself. I would love to have a great production value. People should see, we don't have sound problems like NASL, which was really sad, but, should never happen. I just want to show the people you can do stuff like that. Just prepare well for a tournament, for whatever you do. I mean, if it's not even a tournament, I want to show the people a great show, something they've never seen before. I mean, just Home Story Cup 3, but even better than this. I hope this time even more people gonna tune in. Home Story Cup 3 was more or less the first Home Story Cup when it became famous, like really famous. I think a lot of people are aware already for the Home Story Cup 4, and while watching it, they will, I hope, share the Home Story Cup with everyone and show them that's an event which I love to see, which is funny, which is interesting, which is giving me great games. I hope that we're gonna have once again all the players giving a lot of cool insight, and I mean the most important thing beside that is I hope all the players feel just great being here and they're happy and no one feels like, okay, this is one of the tournaments where I can just get some money, but yeah, it's one of 1,000 which we have already on Earth. That's my aim.
Okay. All right, now if you're a pro gamer, this is, would be where I ask you to thank your fans and to thank your sponsors. But since you're a tournament organizer, you can say whatever you want. Any last comments?
I for sure gonna thank all the audience watching Home Story Cup, watching my daily or weekly shows. I mean, without the community, without the audience, I couldn't make what I did. Actually, I would just move into a bigger flat, have the chance to even pay it. I mean, it's a huge investment. I feel great, actually. I mean, I have a smile on my face right now because what I did is a great thing. A lot of people like it. I love to do this as a job. I hope I can give the community back what they deserve. A cool StarCraft II tournament. And together with the support of everyone from Team Liquid, from all the pages on the world, I hope we're going to grow with every Home Story Cup we have. And yeah, thank you for that.
All right, man. Yo, thanks for talking to us for nearly an hour now about Home Story Cup. You know, we know Home Story Cup 4 is going to be great. You know, Home Story Cup was so good. 3 was so good. And we know 4 is going to be better. So, you know, good luck. We'll all be tuning in. And yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, cool.